This episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca, specifically designed for entrepreneurs and businesses that are looking for $250,000 to $10 million. This web portal is going to help you build a profile, create a request, and then automatically send it out on an anonymous basis to all of the bankers that match your profile. Within minutes and within a few hours, you'll begin receiving responses back so that you can decide whether or not you even have a deal to do. It's pretty amazing because if you've ever had to find money before, oftentimes you know that you have to tell all of your personal information to a total stranger, a banker, and then you can be waiting days, weeks, maybe even months to figure out whether or not there's even an opportunity there. So with Emily Now, you can do all of that from the comfort of your computer, your office. You never have to leave, don't have to take any coffee meetings, don't have to go and visit with any bankers. Just click, 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 and get the responses and find out what your business needs. So if you're a business that needs financing, get over to MLENOW.ca.
Good morning. Dylan Gallagher here with another thought or opinion that I wanted to share because I'm traveling today and in working with entrepreneurs and business owners. I don't know if you can hear that. That's the big PA system in the background. But it occurred to me that many times entrepreneurs and business owners that I've worked with, they tend not to talk about their finances with anybody. And so as I was traveling today, it made me think that oftentimes, you know, being able to get to a new destination or get into a new surrounding or a new environment oftentimes can help give you new ideas for your business. Well, it's the same thing with finance and with the money in your business. If your business is looking to grow or expand or work out of a problem, or even if you're just starting up, you can chat with other entrepreneurs and business owners to figure out how did they do it? How did they finance their business? How did they get over the hurdle of having to, you know, figure out how much money they needed, how to pay for their first order, how to build their first website, or maybe they did it, using some sweat equity because maybe they had some knowledge that allowed them to not have to pay for it. But much like you would want to, you know, you can get a fresh set of ideas by being in a new environment. Numerous times people ask me to tell them about what did other businesses do? You know, how did another business get out of this particular spot or how did they do that? And I was chatting with someone a couple weeks ago and I was sharing with them a story about a business that life just was not working out for them, but they were able to leverage some of their personal assets or some other business assets that they had, invest a couple of million dollars into their business at higher interest rates, but at the same time, they were able to quickly take advantage of orders that were outstanding, and the profit margin that they made on those orders allowed them within about 2 years or maybe less than 2 years to go and refinance out the expensive money with cheaper money. And so, you know, one of the things that entrepreneurs always complain about is the cost of capital. And in my experience, the cost of capital certainly is important, but more important is the opportunity cost. So what is your business potentially giving up or losing by not taking advantage of some of the capital that might be available? And so, yes, interest rates are high for capital that is prepared to take on more of a risk, but you have to remember that you're not going to keep that capital, or hopefully you're not going to keep that capital for a very long period of time, that it should just facilitate an action or something that you're waiting to do. So you'd use it for 6 months, maybe use it for 12 months, and then go and find cheaper money. So that's often asked by business owners and entrepreneurs is how did someone else get out of the spot that I'm in right now, or what kind of financing did they get? What kind of financing did they get that allowed them to, you know, get past a really critical moment? Or, you know, better yet, how did they grow? A lot of times entrepreneurs and business owners can get their business to a certain level utilizing the cash flow that they have, but then they need to either find an investor or maybe take on some debt, maybe take on a corporate banker to help them with maybe some creative corporate debt. But that's also another thing that business owners and entrepreneurs will ask. So, you know, if you're in the market right now running a business and capital is something that you're unsure about, or you think you need it, or you're not sure if you need it, I'd encourage you, reach out to me. Jump on emilynow.ca to see what market options might be available for you. Or better yet, go talk to some other entrepreneurs. Go talk to some other business owners that are having to deal with the same challenges or have dealt with the same challenges. And then maybe you can come and, you know, chat with someone like me. But I can guarantee you this, whatever you're wrestling with, whatever your business is wrestling with, it's not unique. Nothing is new under the sun. There's just different ways of doing things. And so get out and talk to some other businesses in your space. Or if you don't want to do that, then jump online. See how businesses are getting through their spot. But we'd love the opportunity to try and help you if we can. And, you know, every business needs money. Very few businesses have the profit margins that enable them to just build out of cash flow. If you're one of those businesses that can do that, that's great and good for you. Many can't. And so at some point every business needs to figure out how to get money into their business. And that comes in usually through an investor or some form of equity, leveraging your personal assets, et cetera, or it comes in through debt and borrowing it. And at the beginning, you borrow based on your personal net worth and credit strength. But over time, a corporation is able to borrow on its own strength. And so anyway, that's my rant for today. Just in time for another PA announcement. So hopefully you found this helpful. We'll talk to you soon.